All right, you are listening to CN Police Around with my motherfucking boys. We're going to Jake for a fun fact.
Did you know that when you're peeing and you stop mid-pee, it actually increases the pleasure you get from orgasm?
Is that true?
It is true.
Orgasm while you're peeing or after you pee?
I don't know. I think it's like a stat. Wait, like, the more you do it, the better it gets.
So that actually, it must, like, work out your prostate.
Dude, no, it is. That's what it is.
You guys want to start doing Kegels?
We don't have vaginas.
Asshole ones.
Vaginals.
You just need dumbbells.
I don't have can a you, wait, well, like you clap your cheeks together with a weight?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I thought you just held a weight in there.
Wait, what?
Wait, we could do sounding Kegels.
I would do sounding.
I don't want to put anything into my dick. Can you imagine? It's when you put stuff into your dick hole.
A buff dick.
Never.
That's what it is.
Wait, docking?
No.
Docking?
I could get behind.
No, Colby's uncircumcised.
I like Castle.
You are?
Yeah.
Can we
stop coughing.
Can we see it?
Eventually.
Colby, can we see your
dick? Oh, Colby took out his dick. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. Man, Colby, how do you even
the listeners can't see it.
No, it's weird, it was, like, it the way it turns halfway through, too.
Oh, is that... Mm-hmm. Oh, are you, like everyone?
Pencil shape.
All right,
Castle Crashers, guys.
I want a bad to rustle into the mic.
Yeah.
And also something to chew on.
You're actually the closest one to the mic.
We literally should
please stop eating on the pod.
Yeah, please. This is a
we're professional podcasters.
I'm the biggest guy here.
We're in
Justin.
The studio, okay? We're in the studio.
We're in studio right now.
We're in the fucking Red Bull studios.
This is my basement.
No, we're in Red Bull studios.
Don't pull back the fucking curtain. We're doing BMX tricks right now in the Red Bull studios. Jake just did a kickflip.
Yo, that chick just took her top off.
Yeah, dude. I'm getting slopped off right now.
Wait. Yo, Laverne, can you bring me that robe? Yeah, the Gucci one. All right, thanks.
All our employees are black. Okay, now the listeners are not
dancing.
But we just raised our arms. Us listening to it afterwards on SoundCloud.
It's pretty funny.
Of us. It's going to be us, and we're going to be laughing because it's our sense of humor.
And
it's only our jokes.
What are you talking about?
And we will not do any inside bits.
Okay, and
Jared, did you bring your fucking dancing shoes?
Okay.
Actually, can't do that.
No.
No, we have...
Ryan's got his... Okay, I'll get my notes.
Get the
no,
notes
I'm
out.
Not even on notes, dude. I'm on Bumble.
Don't! Please!
Dude, Bumble on the pod.
At least direct some concentration.
It's like the women are like, hey, what are you up to right now?
Wait,
no, I'm literally recording a podcast.
Dude, I'm podcasting. Right. Do you want to, like, suck
we
this dick?
We get 1,000 downloads every
all right,
week.
Boys. Bumble wait, boys, let's report back. How's your week been for Bumble?
I got a couple matches.
I got
no.
I got three
messages.
New messages in the new area.
I did too. I just got wait.
But
is one more Annabelle?
Yeah.
She just messaged me.
Oh.
You have to update every 5 miles.
Do you want to go run a train
same
on
bio?
We have the same bio. That's my favorite thing. How we match with the same girls
wait,
and have the
say,
same bio.
What are your guys' bio?
I live a dope life and do dope shit.
Jake, what's your bio?
My life's dope and dope shit.
Oh, that actually, that should be research.
Wait, what did
more.
She say to you?
Hey, with two Ys.
Can we respond with the same things every time at the same time?
Yeah, how many Ys did she give you?
Two.
Two? Perfect. All right, what do you guys say?
Something simple.
Do you want to do hey, how's it going, man?
Like tricking
yeah.
a woman.
Yeah, we'll do a hey, how's it going, man?
Women have to be tricked into
question. No G. No G, but a question mark.
Emotionally manipulated.
It's not emotionally manipulated.
Can you say
but
that?
But she's like, are you the same person? Then we start going off.
Then we go, excuse me?
Just go, I think I've ever seen you guys in the same room or in person.
Dude, imagine if me and Jake were the same person.
Imagine Ryan and I are the same person.
I think that deal would be bad for one of you far more than the other one.
Which one?
I don't know, but Jake looked scared when you said it, and you seemed happy.
Dude, it'd be cool.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, no, if me and Jake were the same person, then when we were Ryan, we could do all the drugs and then transfer back to Jake and not be...
So by same person, do you mean you're the different person?
Oh, it's
just
like,
at different
like,
times?
No, we
transform back and
yeah,
forth.
We can move back and forth.
Are you talking like
shape
Friday?
Yeah, no, shapeshift into the other person.
All right, so she's a Mac.
Do your looks change or is the personality?
Yeah, no, the entire look, everything. So, like, it would be me and I would just morph into Jake.
That's disgusting. That's horrifying.
But no,
then,
but it's like a sci-fi effect.
It's Freaky Friday.
Dude, it would be great because you could transfer into me. We could call women bitches, do drugs, get drunk and then transfer back into Jake
and
do all of those things except call women bitches.
No, and do nothing. Do nothing and then just be like, everyone will be like, man, Jake's the best guy. And then we both fuck girls because we're both as Jake.
Like a Jeff,
like
a Jeff.
Like we are now.
Yeah. And then Ryan.
Yeah, like you are now.
Ryan is like the manic off the shelf one and then Jake is the nice guy.
This is the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, it's more of like the,
I just said that.
Now who's what?
I don't know.
Whatever the beast one is, Ryan.
Yeah, dude, I'll take
beast.
That. Yeah.
Now
the motherfucking beast, dude.
He just flexed.
He goes on and murders people.
I never murder
one second.
fucking yellow.
Guys, I'm getting. We've got to start a fucking timer. No one said our names, and so everyone's confused who's listening to it right now.
Oh, the chat, you mean?
Yeah, the live chat.
I'm dialing in with chat.
Okay, we'll see what started at
drop that 35. Down in the chat, boys.
Yeah, I don't know if that's spam or if people are just actually saying that I sound stupid.
Your profile is getting more likes than usual right now, though.
Oh, yeah?
Tinder's popping off in your
Dude, area. Is it? Times three?
Tinder is popping off in his
area. I don't have any Tinder. I'm not going to waste on that, yeah.
The acoustics would be pissing into the... they're different acoustics.
Wait, did I just get a reply from... No, Evan's typing, not Annabelle.
Damn.
Boy,
right. Wait. Probably like, what is going on in my life?
Can we talk about my TV show idea that's not Cheez and Mac?
Yeah, what is it?
My life is a Somali one.
My life is a Somali one.
We'll get to it.
That was a good... That's an OG bit.
That, right, no, he told me that like in ninth grade.
Yeah. That was Camp Wayne bit.
No, which was 10
years ago.
Yeah. All right.
6 years ago?
What is your new TV show idea?
Who the fuck is that?
Are you pointing at? No one can see what you're pointing at.
Well, I know. I'm genuinely asking
Jake had a real thing to talk about.
Beans. No, I already forgot it.
Okay. All right.
Your TV show?
I had something the other day.
You forgot your TV show?
I don't want to do it anymore.
I decided to write some bits for this earlier today. What about Arnold palm her and he only smacks his wife with an open hand so it's not domestic abuse?
The
never
pimp
closed
hand?
Fist.
No bruises.
That's pretty good. That's
open
pretty
hand.
Good.
Arnold Palmer. Just
like that. He's dead.
I Googled funny podcast bits.
Don't.
So we got to start recording ourselves making dinner. And it's really the at their best. If you have sizzling bacon in it.
Oh,
no podcast has ever done that in the history of podcasts.
That's a bacon.
Well, that's what medium.com says to do.
Hey, Sour Patch Kids and Arnold Palmer don't taste good to
you. Arnold Palmer. Bitch. Yeah. Dude, what, you thought I want tuna salad for dinner?
Wait, quick.
Oh,
what did Arnold Palmer do?
Sent me a message.
What did Arnold Palmer do?
Golf.
You got it?
I got it, yeah. Dude, suck my... Oh, wait, Annabelle sent me a message, too.
You know what's really important about golf, though? What? Betting on who wins on
BetDFI.com. Wait, guys. Me and Jake are messaging the same girl, and she's replying the same thing, and we're saying the same exact
thing.
I'm so glad she's all going along with it.
All right.
Dope.
Man, women are so stupid.
No.
I'm doing dope.
For the record, Jared said that.
I'm doing good.
You can put yourself.
Yeah,
nope.
I'm doing
nope.
A G on the end of Dawn.
Yeah. And what's his address?
No, but we have an address.
It matters.
And the only kick group got you bending?
We'll just say, like,
that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Fuck. I'm doing good. Just.
Chilling.
Chilling. Like a villain.
With a G?
Oh, don't fucking say that.
On the pod. You gotta put an emoji.
Wait, just make it super right, long.
I'm doing good, emoji. Just chill.
I think my
girlfriend
friend went.
As soon as she finds out about this, we just have to unmatch.
Actually just fucking with
me. Oh, yeah, well, she also isn't good looking enough for me to actually want to have sex with her.
With Ryan.
Right. What does she look like?
Let me show you, dude. She's like, I don't think she's bad looking. She might be a fatty.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, she's a fatty.
Jesus fuck. God. Is she in front of a whale?
Oh,
she's actually in front of a whale.
This makes me feel bad, dude.
That's disgusting. Okay.
This must be the most matches she's gotten in a while.
Her dream dinner is...
I feel bad. She's so fat.
Yeah, we should probably not record.
She's so fat. We should stop. Yeah. I feel bad.
I don't...
Just call her fat.
Okay, wait. Can I talk about the joke that I wanted to bring back?
Sure.
What people say? Call me. What do you say when you see your geologist friend, Trayvon?
I don't have a geologist
but
friend.
But fucking play along, you goddamn piece of shit. What do you say when you see your geologist friend, Trayvon? Say what?
What?
That's my digger.
That's good.
You have to say with the ER. With the A is bad.
Why is it worse?
That's so much worse with the ER.
Why?
Because digger is a word. Digger isn't.
I'm from Boston.
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
Like
not
digger.
For the record, not from Boston.
Shut your fucking
a
mouth.
A liar.
I'm from a suburb.
Short.
I'm from a suburb of the city. I'm like 30 minutes south.
Remember?
That's we're an hour away.
Okay, now.
No, when I used to drive home from work, it was took
it's
me 30
45
minutes.
Miles south of the record.
No,
low
that's
is 60.
Not true.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I first heard that joke,
yep.
He said his name was
Trayvon.
So I
our employee from earlier.
No,
call
I
back.
I thought
it
was
spelled.
I thought it.
No, that's Laverne.
Fuck.
Laverne.
You thought it was.
Wait.
Slut.
Continue. Talking, what were you saying?
I thought that he was gonna be like. Oh,
like a Trayvon Martin bit.
Like he's in the dirt.
You guys ever?
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
A nice Ferguson from KFC. The black little crust underneath the,
yeah,
the
it's called
chicken
Ferguson.
Skin.
It's
called Ferguson.
Now, just a reminder that the only Five Guys with a sign that says "Don't take peanuts outside of the restaurant" is in Brockton.
which is where all the black
Stop.
People
Why
live.
Are we... Why?
Please. You just said digga.
That's not the N-word. Okay, back to... I've had three notes for today.
I have another that says, sharing umbrella with a man is basically full anal penetration gay sex.
That's true. Dude, even having an umbrella is just gay as shit.
But what about
stuff.
When it rains out?
Okay, but scarves.
Then you get wet.
Scarves? Are bad.
Scarves.
Bad. Ball gloves
but
are okay, though.
Ball gloves are good.
Hey, yeah. Anti-scarf.
If you walk, question?
If you walk
Infinity
in the rain,
scarves?
Less wet than
running. That's not true.
Guys wearing infinity scarves.
Bad. I don't know
what the
is.
Fuck is this? Like, it never runs
loop.
Out?
Yeah. No, no. It's like a big,
no, it's
a circle.
It's a loop.
And it just,
and they just like double like it over.
I'm not a fan of that, but I do have a couple scarves that I like.
Jake confused. He also
infinity,
thinks it
like
a limited length scarf.
I
also
know how I got these scarves.
That's a good
one. I get it.
Wait, what if it was like one of the scarves? It was just how a magician just keeps pulling it out.
That's
and
what the infinity scarf is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That, you're a bit behind
again. We can't.
Yeah, we are.
We can't talk over each other.
Your timing is dog shit.
I had something that just was Karate Cream 3, and it's Mr. Miyagi molesting Will Smith.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah,
just jacking him off.
Up and down, up and down.
No, remind.
Where did Will Smith come
just
from?
Just context. He meant Jaden's. Jaden's.
Whatever.
Did he say Will Smith?
Yes. Yes. The adult that Mr. Miyagi teaches.
Wait, but then
Bow Wow. Hey, hold on. He told that joke yesterday.
Yep.
It spent like fucking 3 minutes on it, and nobody laughed.
Dude, I like that joke, especially
he
when
he likes it though. That's what's important.
Dude, when you get more into it, dude, you like Jaden Smith is like crying and getting like forced to suck Mr. Miyagi's dick.
This also is
Who
based on
Mr.
kid Yeah. sounding like cream, which
Yeah.
it doesn't.
Well, but then imagine like the bullies come to fight him, and then he starts sucking him off, and then he's like, "Mr. Miyagi did teach me something." That's fine, man. I like that.
I'm laughing at something that wasn't what Brian was saying.
He compressed it a lot, but he...
All right, fine, Jack. Let's go to your notes app.
We got there.
Could something with Herman Cain kick?
We have a...
Who is Herman Cain?
He was the
politician?
Black guy running for president in 2012.
The sleepy doctor?
You got so
yeah.
many notes. Holy shit.
I know,
wait,
no,
that
really
was Ben
Cain.
It was Ben Carr.
So you Google
Ben Carson. That's
Ben Carson.
Ben
Carl.
No,
sure.
Wait.
No, this guy was running in 2012.
Wait, no. It was Ben Dover.
I said the last one.
Oh, wait. What were we calling
Herman Cain.
Yeah, I know who that is. I played...
What if... No, there's some bad...
What if... Remember the meme was like Ben Carson slowly floats away from Earth?
That was one of the
funniest... What was that too spicy?
Jake had a really good one the other day. That was DSL's Down Syndrome lips.
Let's kill his honky bitch.
That's please,
I have
no individual conversation.
I have one that Justin
likes. I can't even know what they're saying.
What was it?
Hold on, let me get it.
Yeah, Justin.
Yeah.
Speak to the mic. Don't talk just to Jared.
He was showing me something.
Yeah.
Why?
It was funny. I mean, why?
I want more Sour Patch Kids.
Alright, Jared.
Wait, I can't get this open. I just have a note in my phone that just says, Pete Satara, I promise you Chicago.
All right,
what can we do with that? Pete Satara, I promise you Chicago. Chicago, another
like
name for your asshole, you goddamn queer. Jared, go.
Jesus. Hold on. It's in here somewhere. I lost it.
Martha Stewart found a delightfully weird way to scramble eggs. She can scramble my eggs. You know what I'm talking about, boys?
Why did she go to prison?
Like tax fraud.
Oh, no,
insider trading.
Okay, Goldilocks and the Three Black Bears. Every porridge is too spicy. Then at the end, they show up and say, let's kill this honky bitch.
That one I like.
Thank you. She went to jail with Snoop Dogg, right? Or something?
No, they have a cooking show together.
That's cool. They were in prison together.
I don't think that Snoop Dogg...
I don't think Snoop Dogg's
ever in jail.
Yeah. Didn't she get, like, uncovered in the Me Too movement, though?
She got Me Too.
Did she get Me Too, or did she do
she
Me Too?
She Me Too'd like...
To what, Big Souffle?
Or am I talking about Paula Deen?
No, Paula Deen was the racist
She
one.
Just said
that
the N-word.
She said that word. That
we won't say.
That we
that
never
we
say.
Won't say.
Okay.
Jack?
Ryan's the closest.
Yeah,
so far he's the closest. Stop.
Yeah,
it was implied
as
a
racist. Even though I can. Fun fact, everyone.
Jake isn't white.
Jake is black.
Jake's left-handed.
Also,
I'm a lefty. Which, I'm a lefty, but I'm not black, unlike
Jake,
who is 100% black.
He's 6'4".
I am 6'4".
So you're
and 140 pounds.
Wait,
so we're the same height.
He's left-handed, and then Jack goes, no, he's lefty, like
yeah.
me. And
yeah.
I just wanted
yeah.
to point that out.
Yeah, no,
okay,
he's not
you know how
he's
I
lefty.
Start off sentences with no.
Hey,
and also,
hey, that's just
I don't do that
anymore.
What do I have to do to get you to plug this in over there and plug my phone into it?
Get one of our employees to
do it. Oh, there's a plug
there's
on
yeah.
Laverne.
Yeah.
Laverne.
Is
Jamie
a slave?
So I have something in my notes app. It's just a quote from my friends.
Are you
friends.
Not going to give it to me?
Okay. No, I figured it out.
You don't have
any nice. Can we go ice skating?
So
why, dude? It's so gay.
Your friends are in the room. I'm literally talking. So I have a note in my note app.
Yeah.
And it's just a quote from my friends that just says.
From one of us?
No, from a different. Different
what?
Group.
Oh,
okay,
wow!
This,
what game are we playing? These imaginary friends.
This is also May of 2018, so this was
it's dated.
8 months ago.
Wait,
so
how many years?
The quote is just juice. That's it. Don't know why I wrote it.
Wait, juice? Like the person that we know?
Like juice? This kid who goes to USA Fitness, which closed down. They didn't tell anyone, they just shut down.
Really?
They didn't pay the person who works at the counter, Joe, for 2 weeks. He has went into work every single day.
Wait, Joe?
Yeah, okay. Not Morrissey. Like,
no, but Joe.
He was the big guy, yeah, he was really hot. Yeah.
Wait, I got a funny note. Ham, egg, cheese on white toast, sausage, egg, and cheese on white toast. That's about it.
Is that their recipe?
Can we do anything with that?
Guys, Jake's in the middle of a story.
Boys, come on. We gotta let our boys talk. All right.
The seven-person podcast?
It's so many people.
Actual hell.
All right, boys.
Welcome to the Octagon.
What's new with everyone? Let's get into that.
Hi, Dad.
Can we go back to Bumble?
Hi, Dad. When did you show up?
Was that a fart or a stomach noise?
It's shoe noise. All right, so we've already gotten on the Bumble. Yeah. See what's up with my Bumble boys. What's
up
with
you boys? Combat boots?
Yeah, dude. I fuck with them.
Oh, my God.
They have a zipper on the side.
Do you have Boston Bull socks on with those?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Oh, repping the brand.
Dude, do you know Griff told me that at his school, people, like, hype up Boston Bull socks, and it's, like, a hype
it's
piece
true.
Thing?
People, I wore them once, and two people were like, I want a pair of the Boston Bull socks. I mean, they're nice-looking socks, and they're free.
Yeah, you can also just go in and... I don't even think that you have to bowl. You could probably just walk in and ask the guy for them, and he would give them to you.
That's a national chain.
What?
That's a national chain.
Yeah, Boston Bowl.
When I guess the password.
For the Wi-Fi?
Dave are wandering around Boston Bowls trying to find the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
What could it be?
Jared?
Yeah.
I think Andrew's trying to fuck me.
What do you say?
Because he invited me. You remember he invited me over?
I've never finished
stories.
He's
the only one
every time.
And it was also to be directed directly at me.
Every time I have one.
Shut the fuck up, Colby.
No, I'm done.
Fine, like, Colby. Let's hear about this guy who doesn't actually want to fuck you.
Okay, listen to this evidence. Invites me over Thursday, okay, to go over to his place. And he's like, the menu, because I'll cook for you, is a choice between pasta cremosa di pollo e funghi.
Speak English.
I'm trying my best.
Is that just chicken and mushroom?
And a gourmet 8-ounce filet mignon seasoned with telly cherry peppers and Himalayan rock salt pan.
Dude, he's just fucking
pan of fear.
Yeah. He does not. I have Jared and all these boys over my house. Every day.
And never offers a
food. Never
I offer to cook you guys
filet
food.
Mignon.
I offer to cook you guys food every single time you come over. You're never hungry because you hit Wendy's.
It's true. It's true. That's why his parents
No?
Home.
Okay.
Jack, you crying right now?
Not
for the listeners, Jack
okay?
is crying.
For the listeners, Jack is crying from... What is Jack crying about?
My Jake just keeps getting interrupted.
Yeah,
Jake
does
a pill that
I have a good bit on my phone.
What is it?
It's
your last bit was horrible, but look at this one.
Oh, wait. I have a good story for Colby. Can I tell the... The draft story to Colby.
What's the draft story?
I've told you about.
What, like a military draft?
No, like the drafts on Tumblr.
Don't ask, just go.
Oh, yes, that's a good story.
So, I'm not going to use names, but when I was...
last
time. Freshman year, there was this girl freshman year, there was this girl who would send me nudes that I would jerk off to. And she was dating somebody else, but I would save them. And, like, have them there to jerk off. And then I started dating this other girl, but I was like, I don't want to delete these in case. Like, it was freshman going into sophomore year. I started dating the other girl sophomore year. And I was like, I don't want to delete these in case, you know, me and this other girl break up. So I was like, I'll save them to my Tumblr drafts. So that way they're not on my phone. So it won't, like, accidentally pop up or anything. And so I saved them in there. And then about a half hour later, I got a notification that someone had liked my post on Tumblr because I had accidentally posted a child's nudes.
Ryan has distributed child porn.
Okay, first of all,
the worst mini crime that I've ever committed.
Jared has knowingly downloaded child porn.
Downloaded? No.
Join kick group chats? Yes.
No. Knowingly, yes. Downloaded? No.
But
this is their just
teen spans from 13 to 18.
Yeah, dude, she was 14.
No, 19. The teens.
Oh yeah, 19.
Listen, she was 14. I was 14. It was
thank
all
you.
Much
Romeo more. And Juliet was
okay, yeah. But yours weren't taken by the girl. Yours were taken by.
No, but I also was. It was being attracted to someone my age. That's not pedophilia. That's Romeo and Juliet was. That's covered up with child
that's
porn.
That's beautiful.
In a way, it's art. We are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's TAFE art. Now, if they're black and white, I can frame them in my house and not be weird.
That is not true.
Frame it in my bedroom and not be weird.
You're going to have some
have it in my desk and not be
getting
weird.
Her ass blown out by an old man, but black and white.
Have it, have it in a hard drive under my floorboards and not be weird. That I toss in the microwave every
time. Dude, I read a story about these kids who broke into this dude's house and, like, robbed him. Mm-hmm. And they robbed him. One of the things that they robbed from him was a bunch of, like, CDs. And they went to burn music onto him. And it was just filled with child porn.
But also, imagine stealing CDs.
Yeah, well, this was in 2011. When
they were worth thousands of dollars.
Were CDs popular in 2011?
No.
2011? No. When did CDs go out of style?
Like 2007? The iTunes show.
Yeah.
Actually, I bought CDs up until
2011, people were still burning discs.
Okay, yeah. But I remember my parents buying me my first iPod, the iPod Shuffle, and then singing out loud as possible, the volume all the way on, pour some sugar on me at the dinner table.
Were you stripping as well?
I mean, I was like 11. Just a
waterfall. Wait, at the dinner table,
did someone pour sugar on you?
No. My mom yelled at me to stop.
And
then she called you a gangster. Yeah. And she's like,
I used to have like a 160 gig iPod, and I wore my mom's pants, and it fell out of my pocket and broke.
You wore your mom's pants
on accident.
That's the important part.
I needed khakis for school, and I scrapped the khakis.
I like
you needed car keys for school.
Khakis.
I like how he said, "I wore my mom's pants, and they fell out of my pants
on accident."
On accident. Yeah, it was an accident.
Well, if it would be out of her pocket, she'd be wearing the pants.
Were they jeggings?
No, they were khakis. They were just women's khakis.
How do they fall out?
Because women don't have real pockets.
It was like a Polar Express.
Because women don't carry wallets, am I right?
Yeah, they're not the breadwinners.
Yeah.
Go on, Jared, with the Polar Express thing you just brought up.
Well, the Polar Express, he has a hole in his pocket, and the bell falls.
Hey, was that guy?
And the ticket goes through it.
Please let Jake talk.
Was that guy who rescued the fucking kid real? Or was he a
the hobo?
Was he a hologram, or was he real?
He literally turns to dust at some point. I don't think he's real.
Well, he caught him.
I know he was, but he was like a physical entity.
Wait,
at some point.
Who is Chris Kringle? Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Yeah.
And so St. Nicholas.
Yes. He turned into St. Nicholas when he, I think he, like, donned the mythic robe or something like that.
Yeah.
When he gained the ultimate power.
I thought it was because he was some Irish guy that got stolen by the
No, police. he was like, I think he was American.
He's so fat, yeah. Like Chris Pringle.
Nah, he was definitely Irish.
No, I think he was definitely American.
Wait, Irish boys for the win?
I think
Irish boys
St. Nicholas
Irish boys.
Irish.
Irish boys with the pointy cocks.
Colby.
Ryan has a fucking ring
Colby,
on.
You're an idiot if you think Santa's just one guy. How does he get the presents everywhere?
I'm thinking St. Patrick. He's definitely American.
Santa?
Santa?
Yeah.
Of course.
The Coca-Cola commercials? That's an American.
Yeah. Remember when Ann Coulter, no, not Ann Coulter, Megyn Kelly?
Okay.
She said, Santa is not black.
No, but I agree.
That's my favorite thing. Where a bunch of people are like, Santa.
A panel?
No, it was like on her show on Fox. And like there were a bunch of people who were like, there was like a, it was like Santa was gay or whatever, and then it was like Santa was black. I'm sorry, Jake. I know you're black, but you should hear this.
No, it's all right.
He's no
dude,
Santa.
Yeah, when yeah. I used to
and
go,
and she's just like, let me make this clear. Santa is white, okay?
Dude, when I used to go to Catholic school, if you said like, it would make sense that Jesus was black because of where and what time he was born, people would get pissed.
Like teachers or students?
No, students
Jesus,
would get mad.
Students, I guess.
Jesus was
stupid.
A short Arab Jew. That's what he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Get but he looked like this too.
Now for the listeners at home, Jake is doing a perfect Jesus impression. He did Chinese eyes.
Wait, do you remember that Family Guy bit about Jesus when he talked about his powers and he put the fingers together, put it behind his head, and just separated them? People were like, oh my god.
And that'd have been a spawn impression of that because they can't see what you're doing.
No, but
wait, can they see you
after
this?
They know the show.
Impressive, right?
Holy wait, do you guys want to see
Jake entirely disappeared? Ryan, do a backflip. Well, no, he cut the
Jake
wind.
Walked into a shadow and just
he cut the tail.
Mixed race.
Oh yeah.
One Chinese eye, one Japanese eye.
Jake,
can you tell
like
in the shadow?
Oh, being black.
I can
you
tell.
Know, I was walking down this.
You can. Hold on, Jake is
shot.
Jake's talking. Now this story, we should go.
We should go.
Okay. Let's.
So I'm just walking on the street.
That's a black man.
Street. I was in Boston. This was in Ryan. It was right by the Shaw's. I don't remember the name of the street. It's the Shaw's Star Market. It's open 24 cents. But it's only.
Oh,
like two,
yeah. No,
open,
I know what you're talking about.
It's
yeah,
open
sorry,
like 24.
Nice, Commonwealth Avenue.
Yeah, but it was like 2 p.m.
10:49.
I was walking the street. You know, 6'4 black guy and some old lady. I'm like, oh, like she dropped her like purse. I'm like, do you need help with that? I go pick up her. And all of a sudden, three cops come out of nowhere and go,
are you gonna rob her? One was Jason Van Dyke.
Fun fact. And they dragged me down and just beat me.
And shot me.
And then just went, good luck, and just threw me in the street. And
did they call you anything?
Yeah, they called me.
I can.
He can sing.
No. The whole room just says.
He can sing.
Just a collective gasp.
The cops cannot say it though. Who's Jason Van Dyke? Is he someone who murdered
him? Jason Van Dyke, it was the cop in Chicago who put 16 bullets into a man with a knife.
Oh, was it into his back?
Yeah.
Wait, the bit where if you get pulled over and you're listening to Mask Off, it's not the remix?
Yeah.
Van Dyke? Oh, that's true. You should be killed, yeah,
dude, that's what happened to Philando Castile. The cop pulled him over, and he held a gun to his head, and it was Mask Off playing, and he was like, "You better fucking hope Kendrick comes on after this chorus,
where's
boy.
Where's the drop? Where's the drop?
Where's the drop? Where's the drop?" And then he was like, "It's coming, it's coming." And he's reaching for his gun. And then the cop's like, "You better put your hand down. I fucking see you. You better hope Kendrick comes on." And then it comes back with another future verse. Pop, 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 pop.
True. And he deserved it.
Then his wife just goes, and his son goes, "He deserved it.
He deserved it." I thought it was the remix. We asked him to hear the Kendrick version.
Then she had sex with the cop on the car, though. On the hood of the car.
Carla.
And then his son turned the mixed race.
The entire hood has one car.
He just looked at one. What's happening?
What's happening? His son turned half
just
white.
Just right here. White. Yeah. White. White.
What if like, that's how mixed race was? Yes. Half your body was white, half your body was black. That'd be so much cooler.
I know a guy like that.
You do?
Well, he has the Michael Jackson disease, but they found...
Vitiligo.
25 minutes.
Well, they found the cure.
Yeah.
But, like, only when it halfway affected him. So, like, just, like, waist up, black.
Don't.
Right here, like, from, like, the crotch, it's, like, Asian. And then down, it's, like, white.
He only has an Asian dick.
He's a modern. Dude, he's a Neapolitan ice cream people.
He was very unlucky.
He's... All the races and all the sexual...
Was the dick size confirmed? Like, is he small?
I don't know him personally, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know his dick personally.
But I just read like an article on him, and I was like, looking into it, seeing if I wanted to
research?
Transform to white.
Seeing if you wanted to come over to the light side.
Well, I would just hope I don't get beaten up every day and shot randomly.
That's a black man in America.
Racialized.
Racialized.
Brian, can you tell the story about that dog that killed the family cat?
Oh, yeah, my friend's dog. One day there's not a whole lot of story to this.
Dog killed the cat.
Yeah, one day his dad woke him up and was like, "Hey, I need your help cleaning some up." And it was like 5 in the morning, and he goes to school. He had school that day, and his dad was like, "We gotta go clean some up." And his dog had just murdered his cat, and the whole time he was like, "I don't know how to punish the dog for this."
For being an animal and eating the lesser animal. Okay, but also, guess the breed of the dog. You're gonna guess Pitbull? Golden Retriever.
Wait, yeah. Was it?
Wait, what?
The nicest of the dogs.
The good boy?
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, his dog also is the nicest.
No, I was thinking
he
it was.
Ate a
yeah,
cat.
I met him at the grad party.
The cat?
No, the dog. But,
and you were like, murderer. You're like, kill the fucking cat.
Everyone kept coming up to me and go, "Don't touch that cat, he's a cat murderer." I'm like,
okay.
I don't talk to him. And the dog was just like, "Hey.
Be mean to me. Nobody wants to hear my side of the story."
Yeah, nobody wants to hear my side of the story. That cat was trying to rape me.
Are you guys calling a victim? Are you guys really going to sentence a victim to prison for killing his abuser? Did you guys see the thing about that 16-year-old girl who was literally a sex slave and she killed the guy had her hostage, and they originally sentenced her to 51 years in prison for murder?
Really?
Like, yeah, they got it like overturned, and now she's out. But she spent like 9 months fighting a conviction for killing the man who was bought and raping her.
Wow.
Kids these days. The best bit of all time in Family Guy, where Peter walks in on what's his fucking name? Lois's dad.
Carter.
Peter Carter. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he's with an Asian girl, and they're like having an affair. And he goes, and Peter's like, "Well, like, how do you know her?" He goes, "Oh, you know, you ever see Taken with Liam Neeson? Yeah, she's one of the girls that their dad didn't get back."
Dude, I used to do a bit where I would say,
"Abduction's funny."
Yeah,
I used to do a bit about selling shit. I would say this to my mom because my mom's a salesman, and I'd be like, "You can sell stuff like, no, you could sell an underage girl trapped in a metal cage to an Asian man." That was fine.
Like, that was an impressive thing to sell. Like, you could sell snow to
yeah, like snow because yeah. They have so many yeah, underage girls trapped in cages.
Do they
You're
eat
just
cats?
Giving them away.
What?
Do they eat cats?
No, but I do. They might, but I know a kid that went to Vietnam and ate dog. And he came
they
back.
They have, like, a dog in the festival there.
Yeah, no, but yeah. He came back and he was like, "Hey, I gotta tell you something." And he tapped me on the shoulder and, like, whispered it into my ear. "I ate dog."
I thought you'd be like, "Dog is so good."
No.
You can imagine the hell of being like, "I'll never eat anything as good as that dog."
Imagine. And that's why you can never try it, dude. That's like why,
that's why
I
can't try human.
Would you try human?
I want to know.
Hey, no. Okay.
No, because it's too good.
Someone comes
I heard
up
gamey.
To you.
Okay.
You're at a restaurant. And some guy comes up to him, he's a waiter, and goes, so we have all these options, mm-hmm. but we also have this one meat. It's human, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little more, it's expensive. It's like $25 for like an 8 ounce, okay? Oh, it's expensive.
There are steaks far more expensive.
Yeah, right. It's like
no, go with yeah, that. I would just like to say, Will, it's $25 on a steak.
All right. So
it's like 20 of them.
It's like $100.
That's close.
But so it's expensive. It's not too cheap. And he's like, this guy didn't have any diseases, didn't have anything wrong with him, but he just loved, he was like a meat butcher, he just loved his life so much. He just wanted to dedicate his life to meat. Would you eat him?
I wanted it.
He died of natural causes and he won.
My thing is, how
is it prepared?
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Like medium, please?
Yeah, it's like a steak.
Like you can order it however you want. So like garlic, butter, sauce,
blood?
Rare.
Yeah, blood? I don't know if that blood is different than cow blood.
But
yeah,
I do like, I like my nice steak. Like
I like it juicy, too.
Like blue, though.
No, that's like freaking out.
I don't know. Here's my thing. Blue? I think it's the same thing.
Blue? Are you eating aliens?
No, it's like when you just sear the outside.
Oh. When does it become blue?
It does. That's just what they call it.
Yeah, like call, they call them old people blue hairs.
Yeah, like that.
But they have blue hair sometimes.
I don't know what that is. But so, to answer Jake's question, I think I wouldn't because it's the same reason that I would never fuck a girl without a condom, even if like I knew she was on birth control and everything.
But what if you want a kid?
I don't want a kid.
What? Oh, wait, you do. But what if...
Not with those condoms.
What if you couldn't have kids? You
then,
still want
then, no, then I would, but like
the but you're idea, just saying you never would.
Right, okay, let me talk. Oh, right now, right now, I wouldn't fuck a girl without a condom because then I think I'd like it too much in the next, like, whatever, take a hookup or whatever, I wouldn't want to use one.
But nutting inside feels so good.
But I can't do that.
Once you do, you'll never ever go back.
Yeah, but
I know, which is why I won't do it, but that's the same thing with eating
you. Yeah, but it's you.
When your dick comes out and it's coated in maple syrup.
Yeah. I was having sex with this girl's vagina. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna pee in you. It was just gone everywhere. Oh, that was crazy. I was there.
Wait. You can do it. I've seen it.
How much would you pay to eat a person?
I don't know.
I don't think I would pay
I wouldn't give them any money.
No, not eat them. Like, just
eat them
a steak.
Out. How desperate are we talking?
I would pay money to
not,
eat
no,
a girl.
It's just
out.
Like a leisurely thing. Like,
oh. Yeah, like, it's very leisurely. It's a casual
it's like you're
meeting.
At the 99.
You have a nice.
You're at the 99.
I'm at the 99.
You have
and
a nice wine.
With the drama kids after their play.
Okay, I don't do that.
Could you imagine, like, after, like, a band concert where they always go, it's like, yeah, can I get some human, please?
Dude, I don't think
a human
so much.
Wait, do they sell different races as different meats?
And one's cheaper than the other.
We're not going to say which race is cheaper.
Well, the ones with the more fast twitch muscle.
Because
it's more gamey.
Yeah, and the school
dance.
Is it based on your race? Because I don't like dark meat.
That was good.
I would eat meat.
I can't bring this joke back. Dude, that was going to be my one line if I ever did an open mic. That was going to be my opener.
You're the closest to saying the N-word than all of us right now. Just for the record, scoreboard right now.
Scoreboard.
You have half a point.
Are we going to scoreboard? Because who here has jerked off a black man?
Ryan has.
Still Ryan.
It's true.
Yeah,
okay, that brings me back to zero.
Yeah, brings me back to zero. Brings me back to the same level as you guys.
It's true.
How?
Because he's not racist, because he jacked off a black guy.
Yeah.
How can he be racist and jacked off?
But you said you didn't like it.
Wait, did you just say
no,
you
didn't
like
I didn't care.
No, he didn't say he didn't like
no,
it.
No, listen. I didn't get hard, but I didn't mind doing it. Like, it was no problem.
Because he was
for
black?
Is that why
you get hard?
How big was his dick?
Yeah, he's not get hard because
he's also 6'5", maybe. Oh,
no. Taller than James.
Taller than
he's also black.
Hey.
He's like 6'5", and just a big dude. It was, like, made me feel.
Well, he's King Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, wait, fuck.
What you're saying
bleep
is,
that out, bleep that
what
up,
you're
please
saying
is,
yeah, can we
felt,
that edit?
What you're saying is, you felt pressured to do it.
No,
because
no,
you
no, I'm not saying.
Okay,
no, I'm
well,
not saying that. Please don't make it.
Ryan was drunk out of his mind.
No, we're not. I'm not in any. I'm not assaulted. I was not assaulted.
3:30 in the morning in the woods.
Yeah.
It was not in the woods. It was
in
a park,
park
in Boston.
At night.
Oh, but so it was black, so you could pretend like he wasn't there because it was night out.
Like a spirit.
And
they're
leaning. Hey, that's racist. I don't take a.
Yeah, first of all.
No, I'm not white.
Jake's right.
Oh,
he's
Mexican.
He's Mexican.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. They're leaning against a tree stump.
Yeah, that's
back
true.
And back on it. Not looking at each other. Just.
Dude, he
like
wait,
that.
Is that what that is? That
that's what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was on a bench.
It was like a bench made from a falling down tree.
I thought you guys were on the ground.
Yeah, no, we were on the ground. We were leaning against like a fall. It was
and
in
there
a
was a talking rabbit there, and he told me to solve their riddle.
No, it was in a playground, and
it was a playground.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Were the children around? No, it was 3 a.m.
You can't have your dick out in a playground.
Well, I mean, we did. Nothing happened.
Wait, also, we did?
Allegedly.
Yeah, he was like grinding on me too, but like nothing was going on with me. Also,
were you guys kissing?
No, he kept trying to kiss me, and I just wouldn't look at him. Kept kissing my, because that was too far for me. Kissing,
yeah, that crossed the line.
Jerking
yeah.
off is just perfect.
No, because he's hard.
Oh no, but making out with me while I'm blacked out is fine.
Okay, first of all, I was blackout too. Neither of us remember it. It doesn't count.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I'm still mentally.
Hold on. The drunk dick. You were both blackout drunk. He got rock hard. You stayed soft.
Yeah,
I did.
No, no, no. King Luki was not drunk.
I saw that. He did.
You just said he was. We were both blackout.
No, me and him were blackout when I kissed him. Me and Colby were.
Oh, okay.
King Luki.
Oh, so I didn't get hard.
You didn't get hard.
Thank.
Well, we didn't check, but we need to stop saying King Luki's name.
It's his nickname.
I don't think I could get hard if I wanted to at that point.
But Colby, you would kill to clap these cheeks, Millie.
You. So you're the bottom.
No, I don't want to be the bottom.
You just said clap these cheeks.
I know, but.
He can still be a
power. So what you're saying is you're racist and a bottom.
I'm not a bottom, dude. There was one time I met up with a different dude and he tried to put his dick in my butt and I was like, that's not happening.
How, okay, now, when you say he tried to put his dick in your butt, were you both fully closed in public or something?
No, we were in his dorm. I was drunk and I was looking for attention and he was like, so I didn't buy lube and I was like, oh, you're like a top? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm so sorry.
What? Okay, wait, they can't see what you're doing.
No, I know. There's boobies on the
screen. I'll show
screen.
You guys later.
Where is it?
Listeners at home, Google boobies.
We'll link it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put it in the description.
You know what problem I have a lot?
Yeah.
Yes, let's
go. So I'm a 6'4 black guy, so a lot of people assume that my dick's massive.
Yeah.
Get the one in the bedroom, 1 inch.
Oh, wait, you can go one inch
hard?
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, you're mixed, black. Right?
Dude, that's a tough thing.
You mixed white dick?
No, it's 1 inch.
Black vagina. Just to see, like, Key and Peele sketch?
Yeah, I just...
Don't sue us.
Don't put your phone next to the interface. It's staticky.
Oh, okay. But, that's a tough thing with black guys, because they really have to live up to it. As an Irish guy, like, you can be batting average and be all right.
And a very pointy penis. And it's
yeah, hey, Jack with the pointy dicks.
Like dolphin. Chinese river dolphin.
Hey.
Chinese river dolphin, beer bottle, pointy. Now, they don't know who I pointed at.
I'm one of the dolphins.
Mine is uncircumcised.
Can we please see it?
I'm curious.
No.
Why?
Oh, here he goes and
zips. I'm not drunk. Colby's dick looks like the scene in E.T. when he's hiding with the thing over his head. That's what it's
doing. Dude, you know? Wait.
Oh. Yeah, get the...
Are we all doing this?
Unzip.
Okay, well, I have to jump. What is happening?
You tried to unzip. You're wearing joggers.
I know.
Wait. All right. Jared, don't hit me with it.
Oh, the Foley artist in the room.
All right, now that's my digger.
Gee, you just say it.
Callback, boys.
Oh, Trayvon. It gets funnier every time.
Yeah, Jake doesn't say it because he knows it makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah, Jake.
Well, I gave one of you guys the pass, but who did I do it to? No one remembers.
That's true. You want the pass.
Jack has it.
He has the pass?
Well,
Jack, don't do it, Jack.
It's true. As
Jack,
a fellow
don't,
person
please.
You discriminated against.
Doesn't.
Oh, he has a pop, did he?
The pop socket.
You have the pop socket?
Pop.
Do you also have Down syndrome?
No.
Extra chromosome?
No.
Fucking retard. Those things are so stupid.
I don't think we should euthanize.
No, we should.
But what
I don't think we should, because we're so happy.
Who's going to bag our groceries?
Yeah. They aren't really doing any harm. They're just like around.
They just jack off and eat candy.
Yeah,
as long as...
What do we do?
Jack
off and eat candy.
As long as you don't have one and also...
private.
Wait,
that's true.
But when you have the technology now to test if it's gonna happen before you give birth,
oh, flushed immediately,
dude. Abortions all day long.
Well, as your mom said, abortions were the highest.
Well, if
the
woman wants
US.
It,
wait, can
no.
we read Ryan's mom's
feet? If the woman wants it, no,
dude,
she doesn't.
If it's like,
I'll just punch her as hard as I can in the stomach.
Dude, I'm not having a kid. I swear, I'll empty my bank account to a bitch. Give her $10,000.
No,
to flush that shit.
You could just go to Jake's very own home.
Oh, Jake's
abortion
home abortion clinic.
Hey, abortion
hey,
clinic.
It's
he
free.
Just got the coat hanger, and it's free.
Yeah,
it's
the
really
pliers.
Easy. Like, you get the baby out there, and you usually have to take care of it afterwards.
Yeah.
Just bury
it
in the backyard.
Cool.
Yeah. Dude, Jake has 10 teardrops tattooed on his face because of all the feces he killed.
Yeah.
He marked those motherfuckers.
And they're also just, I'm black, so I have black tattoos.
So
they're
you can't
really
see,
cool.
You can't even see it.
Yeah.
Well, right
do
in.
They glow in black light?
That doesn't make any sense.
Because he has cum all over his face?
They do make tattoos that can glow in the dark.
Is it just cum?
No.
Just cum tattoo.
I wanted to get
I,
some on my face when I was a kid.
I used to have a tattoo that could do Bluetooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jake's covered in tattoos.
just to make
speaker?
A point.
What
got his eyeballs everywhere.
Left eye, he's got all the fetus kills. Right eye, he's got all the pizzas he's eaten.
I was gonna say the fetus.
Dude, have you ever seen that shit where people try and tattoo their eyeball and then it just oozes out?
It's just red?
Yeah. No, but there was one where the girl's eye like popped or something. And like it oozed out and she went blind.
Have you guys ever like done that when you're just like, you get up in the morning and your eyes are all like gunky, and then one of them just falls out and you're like, oh shit. And
you might want to see somebody.
Are we talking like eye boogies or actual eyeballs?
No, his eye comes out of his head.
It came out.
Do you guys remember the Sandman?
Sandman?
Oh, played by the guy from Deal or No Deal. What's his fucking name?
Howard Stern.
Not Howard Stern. Howie Mandel.
No, like the sand we get in your eyes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Sandman puts sand in your eyes.
Yeah.
Why
do we not get that anymore?
I still do it. It's also my the tastiest still comes snack on my body.
I guess. Yeah, 100%. It is the tastiest booger to eat. Okay, order is boogers.
No, I put eye gunk above boogers.
Above boogers?
Yeah.
I don't eat anything from inside my body, but you've except tried for my own hair.
The thing with boogers is that you can season it with
you had me, and then you lost me. That's true. If you got a booger, you could season it with the eye gunk.
Today, no, or just when you hit like dirt.
Yeah, today I was in a pit shoveling dirt for my job, and when I picked my boogers, they were black.
Yeah,
but they crunchy. Taste. They had a good amount of crunch to it. It was like sandy clam chowder.
I can't.
I'm freaking out.
I like them.
Jack, who's tapping their foot? Because it is hitting the mic.
Oh, Jack's tapping his foot directly on the mic stand.
Yeah, Jack, I am on the ones and twos kids right now. Days. Ryan on the motherfucking ones and
Ryan's
twos.
Not on the ones.
I am on the ones and twos.
Shaking, taking the soda.
I want more candy.
I am on the ones and twos. And if you want to ask me a question about how the ones and twos work, just ask because I fucking know. Because
why
I'm
are they
fucking
called
up.
The ones and twos?
Because Dewey Decimal System.
Wait, I Brian, that means you can't read.
I can read.
Ooh,
what is the Dewey Decimal System?
Dewey Decimal System is it's the 0, 1, 2 that computer.
The ones and twos.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Wait, also, just ones and zeros.
Can we do the rest of the podcast in binary?
Yeah. 1001.
Sorry,
I
didn't mean to talk over you.
I mean 01001.
Don't. I'll just. Can you pass me a nerd joke?
Not me. Are we gonna get more bags
for
Russell?
Matt, can you pass me a nerd joke?
Yeah, Colby, just do that right in the fucking mic, you dumbass.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Matt. That being said, please, I have a sample.
I'm trying to think of an awkward story.
I will fart.
The time
you really had to Russell and then throw directly past the mic.
That's a
good
one.
Hey, I didn't hear anything, therefore you didn't hear anything.
Wait, Jared, which mic in the setup, though? We have so many.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, all the mics in the Red Bull studio. These are Mauer record right next to us.
Really?
Yeah,
so does
Red Bull
studio.
I can hear them here. I can hear them saying,
how the people have this right now?
Dude,
oh, my God, it's Will Smith.
Hey, Will Smith. Will Smith, say the N-word for us one time.
Do it.
No.
Laverne, can you say it?
Laverne.
Stop,
Jared. Can you hear it?
He said it.
Oh, that was Will Smith, guys.
Fuck.
Really?
For the record, I just tried to talk and choked on my own saliva.
Oh, I'm just gone.
Okay, there goes Will Smith.
By Will Smith,
he did it.
He came in, he said the N-word. It definitely wasn't any of us.
But if it was Jake, he's black, so we could say
it. But if it was somebody, it was Jake, and Jake can say it.
And it wasn't
so
Jake.
So can Jack, I gave him the pass.
Thank
I don't
you,
want Jack to say it.
I'm not going to say it because
he can say it in the privacy of my own home.
Hey, did you let my dog in?
Into the what?
House after me.
Oh. I don't know.
Wait, no, because he was down here and someone let him up, right?
Yeah.
Can you bring him back down?
Well, you guys went up after I let him out.
Yeah, but I didn't let him out.
We're good.
Everybody in your house is a sleepy boy, huh?
Hey, they're probably awake.
Don't direct conversation. But we can talk about it.
Will Smith came in.
Yep.
Gave me a orange rope, slapped me, and then dapped up Laverne.
What the fuck?
I'll trade you for a bite. Deal.
This is just eating on.
Wait,
the
I'll trade you a piece of candy for the nose rope.
Say some more.
That's
the have one. Those are really good.
This yeah, one for the by the nose rope.
The guy Deal. From. Crocked out Dundee is also.
Are you guys talking about a TV show now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Alright, so basically, it's about some like alien dude. It's like a parasite, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything.
Is this Bird Box?
I don't know what
Bird
Box. Bird
Box sucks. Fuck Bird Box.
There also no aliens in it.
I also don't know what that means.
Yo, it's like Cthulhu monsters.
Alright, let Jake finish his thing, please.
No, I hate it because it's not a good bit, but it can get interrupted.
We need to say it.
He's finally.
So basically, it's about he lands in the middle of the sand desert.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saudi Arabia maybe.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
And he just goes from body to body and he like lives inside of him, like starts as a janitor, and then he has to infiltrate his way up all the way to the president.
Wait, how cool what is?
Of the U.S.?
Yeah, of the U.S.
That is pretty cool.
That I like a comedy.
Of the world.
That's a comedy? Is this Meet Dave?
Yes.
Is the Parasite Dave, Eddie Murphy?
It's Meet Dave too.
Okay.
All right, so picture he's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And there's 1,000 little Eddie Murphys who and all live inside daycare. Of him. And they control him like a robot.
Oh my god, I know what you're talking about.
Like, you vibing with me?
I'm vibing with you.
Sounds at work.
Hey, Jimmy, can you pull a picture of Eddie Murphy inside of Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
It's a good anime. Wait a minute. We're at 45 minutes.
Let's keep going, dude. I'm feeling hot.
We need to get to an hour.
Yeah, let's get to an hour, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I did find a couple things in my notes.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. The poor treatment of players by the NCAA.
No, we're not doing that. They should get paid. It's bullshit that they don't.
Okay. What about
players?
They still should get paid.
Yeah, true. We're in day like 20-something of the government shutdown.
Yeah, if I don't get my money from the tax, from tax return, I'm literally...
In April.
That will make me go to become a domestic terrorist. Listen, this is not ironic. I will buy... This is hypothetical... But not ironic. If I don't get my money from my tax return, I will blow up a government building.
He's not lying.
He's absolutely lying. He's just bullshitting just to sound macho when he's not.
San Antonio 25,000
library by accident. And if he isn't, we're all gonna do our best.
Listen, it's ironic. It's a joke.
We also all think it's a joke. So if this happened, we didn't stop. It's because we thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it's like.
No, I thought it was
like Homeland Security finds a bomb.
Yeah, Jake's on my side. Jake actually helped me cook up the fertilizer and put it in the pressure
cooker.
It's
like the Homeland Security finds a bomb. Like, we're literally planting it. Like, it was just a joke, guys. Like,
dude, you didn't even let the break happen. There's confetti in it.
Dude, you didn't.
And a lot of fertilizer.
We didn't get to the punchline yet.
Yeah, it does.
It's just poop.
All right, Colby, what else you got?
I have my natural musk, the smell of when you fall asleep next to food.
That's good, like McDonald's, like Big Mac sauce all over you.
I
had an idea.
Improv.
And you're lazy, man. Eating Oreos before bed and not brushing your teeth.
Oh! Wait, but also just not brushing your teeth before bed or when you
Don't do that and you complain about how your teeth are bad.
Brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice.
That's disgusting.
I have a good idea.
Wait, but brushing your teeth with your own
cum. With your own cum?
Mm-hmm. You ever tried it?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, my cum black?
Oh, the answer! Okay, do you... And we poop white?
Dude, mine's red.
Hey, do you poop white? I don't know.
We do poop white. If you come black, we definitely poop white.
Holy shit.
That's canon.
Wait.
Yes, Colby. He's been holding his hands in the air for the past 20 minutes.
Man.
And then he gasped.
He's back.
I had it was more, it's not really a bit, but an idea I had. What if, for like a week straight, what we did is we showered but didn't put on deodorant or like any kind of body spray and kind of just lived with our musk and see if anybody was attracted.
We would all smell bad.
Girls
do kind of like the smell of just like some sweat.
I feel like that's when they've already got an emotional attachment.
That is also true.
Yeah,
it's also not BO.
Well, girls sweat is just BO smells good though. Hot take. Horse manure smells good.
Okay, that's not a hot take. I agree. I don't know if you're kidding, but I do.
I'm not.
Okay, I agree.
No, Matt, I don't think your idea would work out for us.
Is that what you've been trying out?
Yeah.
Okay, you shower.
I wear Fiji from Old Spice.
Correct.
Do
you pair it with Old Spice body spray?
Wrong.
No,
what is the Red Bull Studios? Not the Old Spice Studios.
Wolf Thorn.
Wolf Glove?
Bear Glove.
No, Bear Glove. I've been on your meadow. Good.
Bear Glove?
Oh, of the mixing of the two differences?
Yeah,
they make a good
combo. I've never had enough to mix.
No, you use this deodorant. Like
I have Fiji deodorant and that Bear Glove spray.
Yeah, that used to be my combo.
I can't good use combo. Spray.
Did I tell you about my new dick cream?
Yeah, you did tell me.
But you can talk about it again.
Do tell. Because we weren't. Yeah. Talk about it again.
So, got a grooming box for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of beard care shit. And one of them was a manscaping cream. And I'm pretty sure my mom thought it was for my beard as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at it. And it was then apply directly to your piece after you're done shaving and washing.
Oh, you're gone. to put directly into the cat.
Yeah. Also,
and boy, does that make my balls smell pretty.
Wait, does it have the minty tingle to it?
No, unfortunately not.
You
it
know
just
what
makes
you
it
should
feel
do?
Fresh, kind of like baby powder, but in a cream form.
But ooh, next time, if you know you're getting
a
blowjob, soak your dick in mouthwash.
The next time you get a blowjob?
Well, if you know. Okay, first of all, yeah.
If...
Dude,
we're
not jeans.
Come at it.
We're not that
dick.
Dude, my New Year's resolution is to get my cock sucked. Dude, I haven't got my dick sucked since 2017, and it's my New Year's resolution for this year.
Dude, wow, same. Since 2017.
When you know.
Yeah.
I've fucked in between them, but never with a cock slob.
It's different. It's a different.
It is different. And I'm not saying that cock slob is better, but it's definitely like there's a different level of like this woman is into you right now for her to slob on your cock.
I always just feel bad, man.
Hey, I don't know. Of course, it feels disgusting, but also
no, it feels good. No, it feels good. But then I look at her. I'm like, ah, she really doesn't have to do that.
Yeah,
like,
but I also love going down.
I
know.
I also
love like
a oh yeah, no, it's the reaction.
But I don't think girls say they like sucking dick. I don't believe
them.
I don't believe women in general.
It could be fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
imagine just trusting a girl at all.
Also, the girls with tongue rings, that's what they have.
Wait, do you guys get hard when you're eating a girl out?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, that's what you gotta do. Listen, ready? When you're getting the wild drunk dick and like your shit's just not popping off for you, especially if like it was hard and then you put on a condom and it just went like down, you gotta go back to eating her out with your ass in the air and one hand just jerking your shit.
No, that's not eating out getting hard. That's you jacking yourself.
Well, because eating out a girl does get me hard, but putting on a condom immediately just
it's true. That's why I just cut that middleman.
No, because
just go
I
right into the vagina.
No, I'm
just
not
go
doing
right
that.
Into it. And you also come inside.
I can't do that.
How gross is it when it comes out?
It's disgusting.
Is that why it's always covered in blood?
Jared,
that's it.
How bad do her sheets smell?
Oh, I have to wash my sheets at home.
How long have you washed them?
They're Christmas themed from two Christmases ago.
Oh, shit.
The design is faded where I lay down.
Holy shit.
Dude,
Jared.
Just do the Meister and
that's
don't even
disgusting.
Get sheets.
That's, Jared, that's the most disgusting thing I've
ever heard. So, Anna and Lauren, same sheets.
Yes.
Name dropping.
That's rough, dude.
I haven't thought about
you
that.
You have to change them. Yes. Yeah, you do have to change them.
Dude,
okay, that's gross.
Mixtures like that, man, that's how you cause
that's
your house
juju.
To burn down.
What if we switch bodies?
Yeah, dude, what if
dude,
Lauren
what
and
if
Anna switch
Friday
bodies?
Situation starts because all the fluids are mixed up.
Wait, dude, that's what I'm trying to do with all my boys. We get one hoe to take all of our... We all fuck her raw.
I
go last because I want all of your cum mixing with mine.
No, can I go second last at least?
Yeah.
Okay, but we know who that one person will be, right?
Ryan?
Ryan. We all have to fuck a girl and we all come inside of her.
Can't be a girl.
Fluid.
I had
you,
a
you guys, you don't want to come inside though.
But I will if I make her take a Plan B the next day.
That's a lot of cum.
Wait, can we take 17? Can we keep the kid?
Yeah, we're gonna keep it. We never know. We never do a test.
Even though it has a head the size of a watermelon and is retarded. Hey, listen, your head's
done with that.
No, I was talking about Ryan.
He's actually a British accent.
Okay, all you're saying right now is that my cum is the strongest of anyone's here.
No,
my cum is the strongest.
How do you know that?
Ryan, have you seen my cum?
Actually, no. Yep, it'd be.
Dude, actually,
Jake would win because they're quicker.
It's black. Yeah, it just melts everyone else's.
Dude, whenever I nut, I get worried beans. About being infertile because it's like sometimes it's like, oh,
clear?
That's clear.
Oh,
yeah. like sometimes there was one time where I went like 10 days without doing it, and then it was like Crest toothpaste.
Yeah.
Like I could brush my teeth with that shit.
Yeah, don't.
But
don't do that. Is that why you have cavities?
That's why I have cavities.
They're
digging
in. No, I heard like that it actually gets rid of cavities.
Wait, you're
dude, it builds up black.
It builds up black.
Hey, tell Lauren.
Hey, can we talk about this? Doctors were just men for so long, and they never made up like a sucking dick makes you healthier.
Well, they used to have a thing that was like women would be like they would have like mania, and their prescription would be to like to nut.
Really?
Like, there would be like medical.
Yeah, the doctor
orgasms.
Would have to
sex.
Dude, have you ever
heard
about that?
He would,
as he took the Hippocratic Oath, he would have to make your wife come.
Have you ever heard about that?
The Lord of the land would come in, consummate the marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, then the mania would be gone.
I love that. The kings were just like, well, I have to put your wife. It's the
law. I don't make the rules, man. I just take them up and write them down. Yes, that is stolen from South.
Yeah, what's that? Was it Prima Nocta like a Braveheart or something?
I don't know. I've never seen Braveheart.
I haven't either.
I've also never seen
what?
Braveheart.
Is there a milk?
You can't get mad at me for not.
But you're always like, oh, you haven't seen Boo, and then you haven't seen Braveheart.
Well, dude, I haven't seen Aliens or Indiana Jones, except for the new one. Get fucked.
I liked
the new one.
Wait. When were we just talking about fingering?
With doctors.
Have you heard about that massage cult where it's just they bring in a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls and they give the guys gloves and oil and the girl just lays back and he like the guy just plays with her clit for like a half hour until she nuts.
Oh yeah.
Watching videos
like
that.
No, but it's like a massage parlor and like a cult in California. It's the most insane thing in the world. I listened to a podcast.
Allison Mack in her sex cult. So for everyone who doesn't know, Allison Mack was the star of Smallville's you know, the hit TV show from the CW, yeah, aired from 2001 to 2011.
Oh, yeah, it's actually that shit was
fire. Yeah, longest running sci-fi show of all time until Supernatural passed it a couple years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
But Allison Mack was on trial for running a sex cult.
Dude, did she have like a tattoo or something?
I don't know.
Or like a brand?
She was like, she was the one who branded
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wasn't in charge of it, but her defense was, why can't I do this, but Scientology do what they do? They harass people worse than I do.
That's pretty good. Dude, I would love to be like the head of a sex cult. Just getting topped off and stealing men's money. No, not like R. Kelly, because that's just rape. That's just raping minors.
I feel like cults usually are pretty rapey.
Speaking of
no, I was talking about like everybody just hangs out and fucks each other.
That's an orgy, not a sex cult.
Dude, that's what I want. I want orgies.
Okay. Speaking of a sex cult and Scientology.
Yeah.
Like the head guy of Scientology, what is
David Miscavige?
No, the original
David
guy.
Copperfield.
Oh, R. Ron Hubbard.
Al Ron Hubbard. Like he originally was like in a like Antichrist sex cult.
Yeah,
really? Like, that's what's everyone up. In it was like fucking this one actress who was like in a lot of movies, and it was like
they needed to
pray or whatever, and then a bunch of people would fuck her, and would the babe would just be the Antichrist.
Wait, was it
that's the oh, is it, that's is literally it that the Australian yeah. bitch that Tom Cruise dated?
No, Australian people weren't alive back then.
Yeah.
they were still in prison.
No, this was
this was before Scientology was a thing.
Was it Courtney Cox?
Yeah, Courtney Cox.
This is the 1950s.
How old do you think Courtney Cox is? Old enough to be a baby in the 1950s.
Oh, wait, Jared.
Courtney Cox was the Antichrist.
Did you swallow it?
No, I'm chewing on it.
Okay. Who is the dude? He's like 80 years old. He's
okay,
a musician.
I'm getting there. Okay. And he's Quincy Jones?
I don't know what his name is at all.
Is he black?
His father, twice or his son, twice is the head of Scientology. So he was like forced to be a member of it, and he's a musician, so he had to make like a lot of music, and they started replacing him. And him and his wife had to literally escape from Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Ron.
Well, David Miscavige is the guy's name.
Yeah, but what's the father's name? Oh, so you watched that same Joe Rogan thing?
Yes.
I also thought it was familiar.
Wait, but the Joe Rogan episode we're all waiting for?
The Kanye West episode.
When we get Kanye on this? He always be one.
Okay, he does.
So he's in the studio next door.
I'm not going to get into it right now because like we'll wait for his on for us to talk about, but I saved his life one time. Good times. So he always be one. So
also, Chance saved a person.
the
song Real Friends is actually about Jake.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not because it's talking about how
no, it's about everybody that's not Jake.
And at the end, he goes, I said Digga.
Okay. Actually, no, Will Smith ducked his head back in real quick.
Blow out it.
To say the N-word.
How long are we at?
57.
We could just start hanging out at some point and not recording it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right,
bye, bitches.
Wait, let me don't stop it yet. Don't stop it yet.
I'm gonna do a sign off having the last word.
Yeah, dude. Of course I fucking have.
Wait,
you've been listening to.
Fact?
Yeah, Jake, do your fun fact.
Well, I don't have one yet.
Okay. Well, I'll do the sign off. Get a fun fact.
Wait. Me, Jared, and
can
Jared.
I guess we'll keep doing this.
No, I can't do fish facts. Fish facts is separate from the pod.
It's not funny.
Listen, let me get the last word. You've been listening to the motherfucking CIA Police Around podcast with my motherfucking boys. Jake, you have a fun fact?
Yeah, I got a fun fact.
Here's Jake with a fun fact.
Jared likes to suck dick.
Ha ha, got him. All right, cut it.